This is Andrew at the Gadget Show Live for Geek News Central. I'm here with Peter from Fitbit. Fitbit are the global leaders in activity trackers. Peter, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Fitbit have been up to recently?
Okay, so recently we've been expanding our usability, so you can now use your Fitbit product on many more devices now, whether that's the Fitbit Flex, which is your wristband model, or any of our products that clip on, like the Fitbit Zip or the Fitbit One. They will now interact with more Android devices, so we're up to about 44 products now that sync wirelessly through Bluetooth 4, meaning the majority of people, whether that's HTC, LG, Samsung, all the most popular devices will now work live through Bluetooth 4. We're still the only brand, actually, that does background sync with Bluetooth Low Energy as well, meaning all the iOS push notifications, little encouraging messages you can now receive on your app constantly while it's in the background without actually having to open the app, which is a great motivational tool. People on average do about 43% more when they use a Fitbit than when they don't. Other things we're doing at Monet, lots more colours now for your Fitbit Flex, so you can actually move the actual activity tracker, which is housed within the wristband, into more colours. It's now a choice of 9 different colours of Fitbit Flex. That means also that we can supply you a 3-pack of different colours, and you can just have that as a complementary set of wristbands and maybe mix and match with what you're wearing, and whichever mood takes you.
And I think you had you've got a new feature on the new HTC One.
So yeah, the new HTC One M8, which has obviously just recently been announced and launched in the last couple of weeks. You can actually, within that device, when you buy that smartphone, there is a what we would call like a Fitbit Lite version of the app actually resident on the device, meaning that you can get the very light experience of Fitbit and use it to sort of track some of the basics like steps, distance and calories burned. And if you like that experience and want to get more of the extra functionality that Fitbit offers, then it gives you that chance to almost like trial some of the basics before actually upgrading and moving up to the full 24-hour experience.
Okay, and I think we're seeing more people sharing their data online and using other apps in the cloud.
Yeah, so we've got we actually interact with lots of third-party apps ourselves. We actually interact with more third-party apps than anybody else, so you can sync all your favorite third-party apps now actually directly into the Fitbit dashboard, whether that's things like MyFitnessPal, Endomondo. There's lots of really popular free apps out there, and we don't want to discourage people from using those, quite the opposite. If you're already using those, then why not sync that with your Fitbit dashboard and get an even bigger and greater experience to get you motivated and doing more.
That's great, and I think most of our readers will be familiar with the activity trackers, but you do have a couple of other products in your line.
Yeah, we do have the Fitbit Aria Wi-Fi scales, for instance. So these are what look like a very stylish but traditional set of scales, but these actually are digital but work via your Wi-Fi and your home router. It will still do your weight, as you would expect the scales to do, but it will also calculate your BMI. But the other unique feature, which is perhaps sometimes more important than just your weight, is it will actually do your body fat percentage as well. So there's 4 little quadrants that you can just about see on the glass foot pad. And when you stand on that in bare feet, it sends a little signals through your body, which of course you don't feel, and that will be able to give you your body mass, so how much fat you're made up of and how much lean mass you're made up of. And that sometimes can really help you with your weight loss, because a lot of people sometimes go on crash diets and it might just be water they're losing, but ultimately it's the fat that you want to lose, and that will be able to help you with that. Uploads it all into the same place, all into your same dashboard, and that really helps keep an eye on all the activity you're doing versus also there maybe, you know, how well your weight's doing in that system as well.
That's great. So what are the price points here?
Okay, so the Fitbit Aria Wi-Fi scales are £99. The Fitbit Flex and the Fitbit One are £79.99. And you have the entry model Fitbit Zip, which is £49.99.
And the website address is?
www.fitbit.com.
Thanks very much, Peter.
Thank you.